Good evening again. Beautiful evening, much better than it was yesterday. It's cool now. Thank God. That's what I felt today. And, you know, coming back to the readings, the first reading from Jeremiah, very interesting. The call of Jeremiah is very special. It is not like the other prophets, because other prophets were called by God when they were in their own businesses. But Jeremiah was called when he was in his mother's womb. He said, I know you when you were in your mother's womb. I consecrated you, and then I formed you, and then I made you to be the prophets for the nation. So his call was very special, very particular, and very different from other prophets. Now here, Jeremiah feels kind of betrayed or abandoned by God. That's why he said, you duped me. It's a frustration that he felt in his heart. But, you know, he kept on saying, well, I don't call anymore the name of God. Why I do? Should I distress myself? And he really thought for a little, and then he said, no, I shouldn't really abandon God. I shouldn't really be unfaithful to him. He said, it becomes a fire in my heart. It becomes a fire in my heart. That's the word of the Lord, that is becoming a fire in his heart. So I shouldn't stop talking about God. I shouldn't stop bringing the message of God to the people. That's why I was made a prophet. That's my call, he said. So he got really the courage and went and brought the word of God to the people of Israel. That time, the people of Israel were very unfaithful to God. And he was burning in his heart because they broke the covenant. And instead of worshiping God, they started worshiping other gods. And then that is what makes him really to feel very, very bad. And that was the fire burning in his heart to bring that message, to tell them the truth. And, well, you know what happened at the end? They kicked him out of the town. They just got rid of him. And that's why, you know, he felt he was abandoned. You duped me, God, he said. But now God gave him the strength. He returned back and preached. And the message was very harsh to the people of Israel. And sure enough, it happened. What he said, you know, they were invaded by foreigners and they were sent into exile. And he himself went into exile with the people of Israel. He was in Egypt in exile. And then he started preaching the message of hope. And they returned back and they regained their land. And they reconciled themselves with God. They repented. And now this history, his experience became for him the cross. Like what we have heard in the gospel. Last week, you remember Peter, when he revealed the identity and the mission by proclaiming who Christ was, it became like a pivotal and climax of the confession. And he said, you are Peter. Now I'll establish my church on this rock and you will be the head. Not only the head of the church, but also the head of the apostles. And today, what we hear is the reverse. Get behind me, Satan. Well, it's not Peter is bad. You know, the you don't wish really to someone something bad. Like there is a feeling of being compassionate. And this is human. But what Peter did not understand was the mission. why Christ came here on earth. And that's why Jesus was a little upset. You know, last week, well, you said that I am the Son of the living God. You revealed to the whole world who I am. But now, you don't even know what my mission here on earth is. And he started by saying, okay, now anyone who wants to follow me, carry a cross and follow me. You know, cross, can you imagine? Just a little bit. A river without water. It's like, you know, Christianity without the cross is the same. When we talk about Christianity, our faith in Jesus Christ, what comes always in mind is the cross. We always carry the cross in our hearts, in our minds, in the whole of ourselves, in our thoughts, in our actions. You know, for us, cross is everything. Every day, every hour, every minute. What we do, when we eat, when we sleep, when we walk, and when we work. In our, you know, relationship in life. And that's why St. Paul says, you know, you are holy. Yes, we are holy because we are the temple of Christ, as he said. That's why we carry that cross. And offer yourself as a living, a holy sacrifice to him. What can you offer to God? You remember this discourse of, Solomon was asked by God, what do you want me to give you? Well, in those days, if you're a king, what you ask is power. It's, you're a warrior. What you need is, you know, every instrument or anything that helps you to defeat your enemies. But, you know, what Solomon asked is very simple. He said, give me just wisdom to rule your people justly. He asked for wisdom. And what we ask of God is to give us that cross that we may be able to carry that cross faithfully. And that's why St. Paul, when he says, offer yourself as a living and holy sacrifice, do not conform yourselves to this age. Especially, you know, as a young boys and girls, we have a lot of storms in our lives, a lot of distractions in our lives, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of obstacles. If you're really Christian, especially if you're really very faithful to Christ, and that is when all kinds of these evil forces are coming to attack, to distract. And there, behold, and you ask yourself, where is the cross then? The cross that you carry is a sign and the strength and the courage to resist all kinds of evil forces that are coming to you. You made yourself holy. And it's not only holy, it's the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. And that is how God made us holy. And this is what we have to remember always when we carry our crosses. We don't have to be fearful. We are not fearful Christians. We are courageous, we are strong, we are holy Christians. We don't afraid of calling the name of Jesus or carrying his cross. I'm sure you know this story of this little child. He was playing outside with a broom. And, it was evening, and then he went back home. And his mother wanted to clean the kitchen, and she was looking for a broom, and she couldn't find it. And she asked, where is that broom? He said, it's outside. And she said, okay, go and get it. And it was dark. Oh, I'm not going to go out because it is dark, he said. He was afraid to go out because it was dark. And said, no, don't be afraid. Jesus is there. He said, are you sure? He's there? Yes, he's there. Don't be afraid. Go and get it. So he went to the door. He just cracked the door a little bit. Said, oh, Jesus, Jesus, if you're there, can you please give me that broom? You know, he's afraid of darkness. Dark. we are not like that. We are always in a state. Christ says, I am the light of the world. And that light is the cross for us. And we have, well, you, the first thing you see when you enter the church is always the cross, I'm sure. We bow and we make a sign of a cross because the cross is our sin. The cross is our holiness. The cross is everything to us Christians. Is the cross is the visible sign of the crucified Christ. Christ who is the revelation of God. And then through this cross that we may be able to see Christ himself. If we have a problem, I always, people come to me and ask, you know, I don't even know how to pray. Can you please help me how to pray? And I tell them, go and sit where there is a cross. Don't say anything. Just open your eyes and look at the cross. And listen to what the cross says. So we can even pray by just looking at the cross without even uttering a word. So in this Eucharistic celebration, let us ask the Lord to renew in us the wisdom and the knowledge of the cross that Christ has given us. And through this cross, that we might always be a witness to the words and also to the teachings of Christ. Amen.